God, just can't make this stuff off the shelf.
Call to order, Mrs. Clark.
This regular meeting of the mayor and council of the borough of Atlantic Highlands is called pursuant to the provisions of the Open Public Meetings Law. Adequate notice has been provided by transmitting the resolution of annual meetings to the Asbury Park Press and the Two River Times, by posting it in Borough Hall on the bulletin board reserved for such announcements, and by filing it with municipal clerk on January 2nd. This agenda is complete to the extent known, and formal action will be taken.
Thank you. Roll call, please.
Mr. Colasetto.
Here.
Mr. Crowley. Mrs. Cusick.
Here.
Mr. Dougherty.
Here.
Ms. Forbes.
Here.
Mr. Murphy.
Here.
Mayor Hohenlein.
I'm here. Thank you. Okay, let's please rise for a silent reflection and pledge of allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Okay. So we do fun stuff after we do the minutes. I forgot that last time. May I have a motion and a second to approve previous meeting minutes, October 24th, 2024.
Cusick moves.
Forbes seconds.
Roll call, please.
Mr. Colasetto.
Yes.
Mrs. Cusick.
Yes.
Mr. Dougherty.
Yes.
Ms. Forbes.
Yes.
Mr. Murphy.
Yes.
The minutes have passed.
Thank you. Okay, we've got two special guests. Well, we've got a lot of special, everybody's special, but we have two special recognizing items on our agenda today, our business of the month. My guy, Nelson. We are very excited. Mr. Dougherty actually prepared some comments. Do you want to read them, or would you like me to?
I would like you to.
Okay.
I'm happy to. You should.
I'm going to take off my glasses, because I just had my prescription changed, and now I'm wearing two different glasses all the time. My Guy Nelson's Auto Repair, located at 133 First Avenue, opened in November 2022 and celebrated 2 years in business this month. Nelson Goncalves, owner and master mechanic, lives in Leonardo with his wife Amanda and daughters Annalisa, 11, and Nina, 10. They're all here today. And his family's here tonight. Prior to opening his own shop, first in Plainfield, then Port Monmouth, before moving to our town, Atlantic Highlands, Nelson put himself through Brookdale while working his way up from apprentice to master mechanic at Toyota from 2003 to 2017. In a short period of time, and I can tell you the testaments on Facebook, so many people have anecdotes about how helpful and awesome you've been to them, so this was an easy one. But you've become a thriving business, earning 53 reviews on Google, and 100% of them are 5-star. And personal referrals among our neighbors. The common themes in these reviews are hardworking, honest, passionate about his work, and good guy. So Nelson, please come forward. And I have a proclamation. I'm at the board I'm signing right now. I'll put my glasses on so I can see you.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome.
Thank you.
Very grateful to be here. I wish I could stay here as long as possible.
I hope you do.
I always put my family first, even though business is important, and that's very important to me. But I'll work very hard for everybody. I'll be honest as much as possible and do what I can as best as I can.
Well, I think your actions speak so much louder than that because people love you.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Councilman Crowley is not here tonight because the next guy works with him a lot, but I know he shares our sentiments. So Chris Morrissey, how long have I known you?
Oh.
100 years. I'm going to be 50 this year. I've known you almost forever. Chris is my nephew's
He taught him how to play the guitar. He's a great friend of my family, but that's not why he's being honored today. He is being honored because he selflessly gives so much to Atlantic Highlands. And it's the answer's never no. And I know I spoke to the previous recreation chair about him many times because she didn't know I knew you so long. But your generosity and like refusing to be compensated for work that you do that takes you away from your family, but they're first, and they know that. They're so first. You're an amazing musician. I love to see you, and I hope we can bring back the series next year in the gazebo. That was something that I felt was missing since COVID, so I'm hoping you're willing to be a part of that. But Chris Morrissey, every time that we have an event that we need, and the tree lighting's gonna be December 7th, by the way, that we need help with AV or anything, really. He'll do anything we ask. Our different concerts and events that we have down in the harbor and throughout town, Chris is always there. So we wanted to thank you before we ask you to do us another favor in December. But Chris Morrissey, come on down.
Oh my God!
That's
so heartfelt.
Oh, wow.
That's an accomplishment.
Great.
Anything you
want to
say?
Absolutely.
Our little town that we found ourselves in.
Thanks, my wife, who lived around the house, and thanks to Michelle Clark for getting more than helping me out get stuff done throughout the years, and all of you guys. Really, thank you so much.
No, you're the best. Thank you.
Lovely.
Now, all of our honorees are welcome to go do more family time stuff. So the business part's next. You don't have to stay. But we're really glad you're here. Thank you so much.
Thanks for coming.
Oh, am I?
Bye, guys.
I'm laughing because I remember the first time someone handed this to me without reading it first. No. Okay. And now we have a proclamation honoring Native American Heritage Month. Whereas Native American Heritage Month is observed by acknowledging the contributions of Native Americans long before the formation of the United States, which we recognize as inextricably woven into the history of this country. And whereas Native American Awareness Week began in 1976, and recognition was expanded by President George H.W. Bush in August 1990, designating the month of November as National American Indian Heritage Month. And whereas in celebrating the traditions, cultures, and accomplishments of Native Americans, we also acknowledge our nation's history of colonialism and deprivation upon indigenous people. And whereas the indigenous people of this land, upon which our country and state now stand, have provided values and ideas that have become ingrained in our American culture, including respect for the natural environment and rich cultural history. And whereas we are aware of the historic importance of regional and national tribes and the way Native Americans continue to enrich our heritage and add to all aspects of our society by sharing their customs and traditions. And whereas we honor our Native people, their ancestral homes, their religion, and recognize their contributions historically, today, and in the future of our nation. Now, therefore, I, Lori Hohenleitner, Mayor, do hereby proclaim the month of November as Native American Heritage Month in the borough of Atlantic Highlands, a time to celebrate the rich cultures of indigenous people, honor their sacrifices, acknowledge the unique challenges Native Americans face, historically and present, and recognize their continued significance in our nation. Thank you. I also wanted to acknowledge the birthday of the Navy happened in between, so happy birthday to the Navy.
Yeah, the Marines.
The Marines we were here for. Were we not here for the Marines? Okay, then I swapped that in my head. Sorry. It's been both since the last meeting. Okay, we have very little on the agenda in terms of business tonight, but it's all important. We do not have a workshop discussion. We are now going to move to public comment on consent and regular agenda items. Seeing none. New business, consent agenda. These items will be enacted by one motion. If detailed deliberation is desired on any item, council may remove that item from the consent agenda and consider it separately. May I have a motion and a second to approve the consent agenda?
Deputy moves.
Murphy, second.
Roll call, please.
Mr. Colasardo?
Yes.
Mrs. Cusick?
Yes.
Mr. Dougherty?
Yes.
Ms. Forbes?
Yes.
Mr. Murphy?
Yes.
Items on the consent agenda have passed.
Thank you. And now we have administrators' report and professionals. Mr. Romeyer, how about you go first?
Sure thing. Thank you, Mayor, Council. Good evening, everyone. The Borough Road Program, Avenue B, Lower Prospect and Hill, is continuing to progress with construction on Hill by way of installation of the sanitary sewer system. The main is being replaced as well as the laterals. That work is underway. Once it's complete, it'll be temporarily, the trench will be temporarily restored, and we'll allow that a little time to settle. If there's still time prior to winter weather conditions, we'd like to try to mill and overlay the entire road itself this season and not wait to the spring. So that's up in the air at this point, and we've got to watch the weather. With regards to the skate park improvement project, we have 60% complete construction drawings at this point. Please be reminded the plan itself has already been reviewed and approved by the JIF. As we work our way through the construction, the 60% construction drawings, we'll coordinate with your construction official as well to make sure any necessary local permits are applied for, obtained, and if there's any jurisdiction that they have, it's adhered to. The Borough received a letter yesterday or today with regards to the NJDOT fiscal year 2025 municipal aid grant program. The Borough was awarded $271,000 for construction efforts on Central Auditorium in Hooper. So congratulations, that just came through this week. And lastly, I just want everybody to start thinking about it. The NJDCA offers a local recreation infrastructure grant program. They just reopened the application period. Grant applications are due at the end of January. So the borough has been successful in the past receiving money for the skate park, receiving money for playground structure at East App Park. And there's an opportunity to ask again for typical award amounts about $100,000, and there's no match requirements. So we'll need to consider applying again for this next round, and interested to see what the needs are at this point.
Awesome. Doug, I really want to thank your firm because you've been really successful in both securing the road programs and the park improvements that we've been doing. So thank you for that. And I also want to compliment our CMFO Rick Yanos, because we were going into a deep dive just making sure that everything was being allocated properly, so that if something was funding from open space, that we were taking the money from open space. South Avenue Park, which has been recently renovated and people are really happy, Mr. Murphy's the closest neighbor, that funding was from New Jersey Natural Gas, and we actually were able to reallocate funds from the open space fund that was supposed to be covered by the other fund, and we've been very, very diligent in making sure that everything is exactly what the planned use was. Thank you. Ms. Schaefer, you're already on.
Oh, okay. Mayor, I have nothing to report.
Oh, boy. That's just, you know. Okay. I think it was your birthday.
You want me to report that?
Well, I'm just saying. You didn't tell me. I overheard. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Peg.
Thank you.
Happy birthday, Peg.
Mr. Farragina.
Okay, thank you. Well, first of all, happy birthday to the borough attorney. And secondly, to clear up the mystery on the military's birthday. So the Navy, while you guys were sitting here giving your...
Thank you.
Doug was giving his report, I looked it up. So the Navy's birthday is October 13th.
Yeah.
The Marine Corps' birthday is November 10th. They were both established in 1775, which makes them both 249 years old.
And Peg's a little younger, Mike.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Yesterday, Governor Phil Murphy and Commissioner Sean LaTourette announced that New Jersey has declared a statewide drought warning. Though no customer water use restrictions are being established by the department at this time, New Jersey is urging residents to conserve water. Okay. And on October 30th, I attended the MelGIF seminar regarding changes in case law and OPR changes. On October 30th, the NJDEP issued a notice advising of a fire ban on all public lands and private properties in all New Jersey municipalities. The borough proactively placed the notice on the borough website as well as the borough's Facebook page, and I believe we also pinned it to the board out in the hallway. On November 8th, the borough began initial discussions with the MEA and MSA unions regarding their collective bargaining agreements with the borough. U.S. and state flags were lowered to half-staff Friday, November 8th, and brought back up on Monday, November 11th in the morning, per the governor's executive order number 370, in recognition and mourning of a dedicated legislator and public servant, Speaker Chuck Hashian. On November 14th, the borough received communication from the county permitting the closure of First Avenue between East Highland and East Mount on December 7th from 3:30 to 5:30 for the Anaconda Recreation Committee Christmas tree lighting. Again, that's going to be on December 7th. On November 12th, I met with the Highlands Administrator as well as the Director of EMS Operations at JFK University Medical Center, EMS, regarding the 2024 Ambulance Shared Services and the 2025 upcoming services. It was agreed to continue the services for 2025 at the same rate, no increase. That same rate is $7,500 per month, which is $90,000 per year. And just so everyone knows, we are continuing it because the Atlantic Highlands volunteer first aid squad has indicated that they are still not ready to take on full 24-hour service. On November 13th, I attended the Monmouth County Shared Services Summit held at the County Fire Academy. Shared service programs were presented from various county departments, including the Sheriff's Office, Clerk's Office, and County DPW. On November 13th, the borough received a letter from the DOT informing the borough that it has been awarded the funding that our engineer discussed, the $271,000 and change. So we are appreciative of that. On October 13th, the Atlantic Highlands Fire Department received their new fire apparatus. It's very, very exciting news for the municipality. A lot of hard work went into this. So I do want to thank the CFO. I want to thank the individuals from the fire department, Mr. Phillips as well, and the council liaisons, Councilman Colasoro, Councilman Dougherty. A lot of work went into this. And the apparatus was delivered yesterday. It looks absolutely beautiful. Right now it's positioned in the bay at the firehouse. You can go look at it after this meeting. It's not marked up. The decals are not on it yet. It's not labeled yet.
It's red.
But it's a beautiful apparatus. So it's hopefully the borough never has to use it. The best case scenario is that it sits there forever. It doesn't go out. But
it'll look good in parades.
It'll look good in parades. All right. And let's see here. Earlier today, I attended the Monmouth GIF's 2025 proposed budget meeting. As in previous years, armed services flags were added to the Victorian light posts on First Avenue between Mount and Highland Avenues and will remain there until Monday, November 18th, when all flags on the Victorian light posts are taken down for the winter season. Borough offices will be closed on Thursday, November 28th and Friday, November 29th in observance of Thanksgiving Day.
Oh boy. Yeah.
The next borough council meeting will take place on Thursday, December 12th at 7 p.m. And the only other item I have that's not written down is it was brought to my attention that there were some questions at the last meeting pertaining to, I don't know if it was the budget, but they were financial oriented questions. And we were going to have the CFO here this evening, but he had to go attend to one of his children's events. So I believe it was Mr. Fisher. So what Rick said to me was, if you want to either email me the questions, I get you answers from him, or we can set up a conference call with him. Either way, whatever's good for you, just let me know. All right? And that's it. That's all I have, Mayor.
Great. Thanks. Councilman Colasoro.
Borough Administrator took the wind out of my sails.
Sorry.
He went out.
Sorry.
But we can all go see it after.
That's right. So, but again, just to echo Rob's comments, I mean, in addition to Council Doherty, Council President Doherty, I mean, Jimmy Phillips' work going into the apparatus was really, really phenomenal, and...
The binders.
The binders.
Binders were extraordinary.
The binders were extraordinary, and we, the borough, would not have been able to purchase such a fantastic apparatus at the price that we were able to purchase it for without the expertise of Jimmy Phillips, and I think that needs to go recognized.
Well done.
Yes, absolutely. Anybody that I texted asking how they liked it, or everybody gave you credit, Jim, so.
When I walked by the fire department last night, it was amazing and also a little comical to see what it looks like with 20 men oohing and
awing over
a big red, fire, killing machine, whatever you want to call it. But it was, they were stunned and amazed all at the same time. I kind of chuckled at it. I also asked them to name it after me, but that's a whole other story. In any event, with respect to Harbor, the net revenue for 2024 continues to be up 1% from last, around this time from last year. Additionally, all boats must be out of the water by November 30th. If a boat is not out of the water by the November 30th deadline, they will start to incur transient rates. Also, if you are a winter storage customer, please make sure you schedule your haul out in a timely manner. That's all I have with respect to Harbor. With respect to Chamber of Commerce, the Chamber of Commerce is currently working on their next year's slate of events. And as it relates to Shade Tree, in addition to having a new fire truck, we also have 22 new trees in the borough, 7 on borough property. Obviously, with the drought that we were just talking about, keeping them alive is going to be challenging, but we will figure out a way to do that. They're also working on their community forestry register, which is something that would need to be in place to go in line with our master plan. And I think that's it.
Thank you.
I'm giving the full report for the Atlantic Highlands Police Department. The police department was involved in a great deal of community activities in the month of October, some of which were coffee with a cop at Starbucks, which was very successful. People could just come in and chat with you all. Atlantic Highlands Day, touch a truck, of course, the Blue Mass at St. Agnes, the Halloween parade at the library, and the town-wide parade, along with the National Drug Take Back Day, was held with the police department. The Barbara Grogan Walk to School Day, and I should put my glasses on so I can read what I wrote. No Shave November is on, and I don't think you're participating. The No Shave November is the PBA is sponsoring this fundraiser for local organizers. Individual officers are not shaving, and they're donating their money that they would have spent on shaving equipment for the organizations. In terms of activities, there are 204 traffic stops in October, 2 DWI arrests, and 69 ordnance and incidents. That's a variety of things, like parking and things of that nature. I don't have any report for seniors tonight. Veterans, a wonderful ceremony on Monday, November 11th, for Veterans Day. And, it was a lovely ceremony. A lot of people turned out. It's kind of tough on Monday during the week, but we did have a nice day. OEM, I have a number of things to report. The equipment needs and desires are being reviewed and we're looking for grants for possibility of funding those things. We're also making budget requests, particularly for a generator down at the senior center. That's a need. Hopefully that will be able to get approved. The 5-year hazard mitigation plan is almost done, and it will be submitted to McCallie. There will be a joint meeting with Highlands on Wednesday, next Wednesday, to consider a joint tabletop exercise. It was supposed to be held a few weeks ago, and that had to be canceled. That was my report, Mayor.
Thank you very much. Council President Doherty.
Thank you, Mayor. Good evening, everybody. I'll start with recreation. Recreation basketball registration is still open on ahnj.com under the recreation tab. As a reminder, the cost is $95 per participant in the main program and $60 for the Little Hoops program. Please note that registration for particular divisions may close if we max out
in terms of registrations for that division. So I encourage anyone who wants their youngster to play basketball this year to sign up as soon as possible. As mentioned previously, but I'll reiterate, the holiday tree lighting will be held on Saturday, December 7th at 4 p.m. here in front of Borough Hall. Please mark your calendars. And the Recreation Committee will meet on Thursday, November 21st at 5:30. Planning Board met on Thursday, November 7th. TB24-05 Cali and his Garfield Avenue project was carried to the December 5th meeting at the request of the applicant. According to Michael Stein, the Planning Board attorney, the applicant is revising that application. One application was heard at the November meeting, PB24-11 East Lincoln Avenue, an application for bulk variances, which was unanimously approved. The next planning board meeting will be held on Thursday, December 5th. Environmental Commission met on October 29th. Chairman Deacon and Environmental Commission member Morgan Spicer offered a report on the Clean Ocean Action beach sweeps, which were held on October 19th. Work on the ERI, which is the Environmental Resource Inventory, continues with one-on-one meetings with key stakeholders underway. And finally, Board of Education report, the Henry Hudson Regional School District Board has not met since our last meeting, but I'd like to offer my congratulations to the newly elected members of the Permanent Board for 2025. From Atlantic Highlands, we have Corey Wingerder, Claire Kozik, Justin Thomas, and Richard Colangelo. From Highlands, it's Suzanne Thomas, Rebecca Wells, Diane Knox, Regina Melnick, and Allison Burrell. And finally, the Henry Hudson Admiral Players will present Urinetown the Musical for three performances, December 6th and 7th. Don't worry, it doesn't conflict with our tree lighting. Tickets are $15 for adults, $10 for students and seniors. Please support our young Admiral performers. And that is it.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mayor.
Councilperson Forbes.
Thank you, Mayor. I have nothing for Harbor. Mr. Collis-Gorder handled it, and President Dougherty handled environmental, so I just have Green Team tonight. The Green Team is looking forward to sending some representatives to Atlantic City next week. Woo, Atlantic City, to attend the Sustainable Jersey annual meeting at the League of Municipalities. This is a yearly celebration of New Jersey's sustainability community and brings together representatives from state agencies, academic institutions, businesses, and all of the municipalities who participate in Sustainable Jersey and its recommended practices. They are also continuing their work towards a gold star. The next Green Team meeting will be here on Tuesday, November 26th at 6 p.m. And as council representative for the Green Team, I would be remiss if I didn't alert the public that, as Mr. Ferragino mentioned, the governor and the DEP have declared a statewide drought warning yesterday. Right now, there are no mandatory water restrictions in place, but if we get to a drought emergency, that will be the next step. It's also worth noting that New Jersey American Water, which services most of our surrounding communities, is urging all of its customers to immediately conserve water. I don't know if you've seen photos of the reservoir, but they are terrifying. Atlantic Highlands is not under any water restrictions right now, but nonetheless, I want to strongly urge our citizens to take this situation seriously and try to reduce water usage. Here's small things that can help. Turn off your sprinklers. My neighbor's sprinklers are still on. Your grass is dead. Give it up. Stop watering your outdoor plants. Take shorter showers. Shut off the water while you brush your teeth. I was guilty of this just today. Or when you're washing dishes, don't run water-based appliances like your clothes washer or dishwashers until they are full. And if you smoke cigarettes or cigars, extinguish them fully and place them in a trash can. Don't toss them burning into a pile of leaves. In Passaic County, the Jennings Creek wildfire has now burned 2,283 acres in New Jersey, and it is still not fully contained. I do want to thank Mr. Phillips, head of DPW, our most popular guy tonight, because when he's not attending to our new apparatus, he is already taking steps to reduce the borough's water usage around town until the drought abates. So thank you. And that is all.
Awesome. Mr. Murphy.
Thank you. We'll jump into first aid. The squad answered a total of 59 calls in October, with 13 calls answered so far in November. That's going to bring our year-to-date to 463 calls, which is averaging about 45 calls a month. Before we get into what is going on with the squad, I have some special recognition and gratitude to share from Chief Hubin. The squad continues to work tirelessly with many occasions of back-to-back calls and even two calls being dispatched at the same time. A special thank you to the hardworking volunteers keeping us all safe. The Chief shares a special sense of pride for these amazing volunteers committed to our community, having not missed one duty call in the last 2.5 years. A duty call is every night from 10 p.m. to 5 a.m., where designated personnel for each night is responsible for responding from home if any calls are dispatched. to the line that keeps all together, Captain Ann Scholler, First Lieutenant Tim Farkas, and Second Lieutenant Brian Bombs. The chief says thank you with all his heart. Now, on with other news. The squad attended the 2024 Halloween Parade. Special thanks go out to Susan Doran, who coordinated the event for them. On Monday, December 2nd through December 5th, will be the annual Santa Run through the borough. Follow the Facebook page of the squad and the Instagram page for more information to follow shortly. Tuesday, November 19th, is the November monthly meeting. It is the second round of officer nominations where, by elections, the new line will be chosen for 2025. Two cadets have graduated from the EMR program and are officially emergency medical responders. This would be a major accomplishment for an adult, let alone these two 15-year-old men. Congratulations to Carter Waltz and Ethan Zito. Another young man, there's your credit. Another young man deserving a shout out is 17-year-old Brandon Souza. He has also just recently graduated with a full New Jersey certified EMT. These young men are the future of our EMS in the community, and we thank you for all the years of service to come. Before I jump into DPW, we've given out a lot of gratitude, a lot of thanks. The chief, as we learned last meeting, has decided not to run for chief again moving forward. He's done an amazing job turning the squad around, and I just want to send a personal thanks, and I'm sure we'd all agree on that, to Chief Huberny for all the hard work and dedication he's put in. Jumping over to DPW, the first leaf pickup has already occurred. It began November 4th, and the DPW gentlemen will pass through each zone initially one time. Please make sure your leaves are out and comply with the pickup requirements. At this time, Zone 1 and 4 have already been completed. Zone 2 starts Monday morning, and Zone 3 starts Monday the 25th. Second leaf pickup will begin December 9th. Please remember, brush and leaf pickup schedules are posted on the calendar. You may find such on our borough calendar, the signage at the borough, and online. But in case you're wondering about the hours will be Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. to 4 p.m., Saturdays, 6 a.m. to 11 a.m. Other weekend hours for leaf and brush pickup only in November and December will be from 8 a.m. to 12 noon, Saturday and Sundays, or as posted. One quick reminder for those that are going to the yard to drop off their brush or anything for that matter, please make sure you have proper identification when you go to do so, and if you're sending your contractors, please make sure that they know your address and phone contact of where the material is coming from. And that is it, I think.
Thank you. Okay, so I have a few things before we get to public comment. How many people are on Zoom?
We have 7 attendees, Mayor.
Okay, great. So I have just a little bit of a list. Number one, there was an election last week. I want to thank Atlantic Highlands for having an incredible turnout. And all the way from the top to the bottom of the ballot, I want to offer my congratulations to everyone who was elected this year. That is what we do. We congratulate the people who are elected, and we figure it out. So let's figure it out, Atlantic Highlands, because up here I've heard some concerns about there being 7 Democrats sitting up here. I can assure you, and if you watch my face when Vito Calasardo answers roll call, that we do not always agree. Everybody up here has a mind of their own, and that is how we've operated currently with Mr. Murphy sitting with us, and that is how we'll operate in the future. We will still have office hours. We are absolutely open to hearing from our community as to what the priorities of Atlantic Highlands should be. That was the case before, and that is the case moving forward. So I think I see people from all over the spectrum here tonight, and I thank you for your continued visits to our council meetings because you're participating. I especially want to congratulate Council President Dougherty on his reelection, and I know Jose Pujols is ready to roll up his sleeves and work very hard for the borough of Atlantic Highlands. I think once folks get to know him up here, that you'll see his areas of expertise are things that we don't have up here right now, so he's going to be a lot of I had a conversation with Mr. Phillips today about some of the things that we think he can help us with, so it's a great addition. This week is the Transgender Week of Awareness. That's not political, that's reality, and we have folks all over the line, the spectrum in Atlantic Highlands, and when I hear dismissive comments about this, I need everyone to know that you're talking about my family, you're talking about my friends, and you're talking about my neighbors. And you're talking about my neighbors' kids who moved to Atlantic Highlands because this is a safe space for them. And so let's be mindful of that in our rhetoric. I know that everybody here wants to be kind, and I think we can work harder at that. So if it has to be simplified to kindness in 2025, like, that's what I'm here for. The engine is red, and it's an engine, not a truck. And I love it, and I cried, and I'm a crier, but I cried when it pulled up. I was so excited. Jim Phillips kept me posted and Brian Sheehan on when it was going to roll up, and so I was literally standing on the corner, as the chief said, working the corner, at East Mount and First Avenue when it pulled up, and to see the pride in the membership of the fire department, and especially Jimmy, like, I have some pictures of him that I'm going to send to his wife, Barbara, because they're just, it's an awesome thing, and when we accomplish this council, so thank you, every single one of you, because we accomplished this, and this has been a multi-year process, and it's been challenging at times, but we got it done, and it was overwhelming to me yesterday, so thank you. Now I can't read because I'm trying. I want to also thank everybody who voted in the referendum. I can tell you I voted yes on the referendum for the open space increase, but what I really appreciate was the participation in that vote, because it wasn't central on the ballot, it was to the right, and some people didn't vote, but it was overwhelmingly passed in Atlantic Highlands, and our commitment to open space is real, and we are going to do our best to use the space that we have in the best way possible, and hopefully to acquire additional space. I'll get to that in a minute. Our committees are made of volunteers, of residents, and I want to be very publicly clear that the choice to join a committee is a volunteer's choice, and we have a citizen form that you can fill out online. I can tell you the criteria when I'm in the mayor position is that you've indicated that you would like to be on a committee, and that you've never spoken ill publicly, or to my knowledge, of a member of our police department, our fire department, our borough employees, DPW. If you have an issue with any of these things and you want to be a volunteer on a committee, it's not happening. Take your issues to the council or to the borough administrator. But there's no rhyme or reason. There's no vilifying people. But if you're going to say things about our lies about our town, or if you're going to say lies about our employees, you're not going to be on a committee. You're not going to represent this town, because you're representing our town when you serve on these committees. What's awesome is we don't have that right now. We've got wonderful volunteers that are serving on committees, but occasionally someone who doesn't get appointed creates a whole story about it. And I'm here to tell you that's not what happens. I'm not the person that picks. We discuss it. We look at who applies. So please apply, and please be part of these wonderful committees. Okay. Councilman Crowley tonight is missing because he's at the New Jersey Hall of Fame induction, which is incredible because one of our own is being inducted tonight, and that's Kevin Smith. So I just wanted to make sure everybody knew that tonight that we're celebrating Atlantic Highlands at that induction. I did meet with Paul and Warren from the Environmental Commission on the ERI, and I think we're making really good headway on that. The reason the chief's not here tonight is because he's out at the academy. I didn't know this until tonight, but he's the liaison. Erica, what's his title? He's like the liaison to all the cadets and explorers. So he created a training just for them tonight. So that's why he's not here. But he sent my favorite officer to represent him tonight. Okay, so the thing that we've been talking about for 7 years, I'm going to read a letter that Rob got on my behalf from the bishop of the Diocese of Trenton. And I'm afraid it's not good news, folks. Thank you for your email message of November 6th on behalf of Mayor Hohenleitner. I appreciate her reaching out. The Diocese of Trenton has been in discussions with Father Jarlath Quinn, pastor of Our Lady of Perpetual Help, St. Agnes Parish in Atlantic Highlands, about the school property in the parish, which is currently being used regularly for religious education and other parish activities. Although diocesan officials have been encouraging Father Quinn to consider selling the property, he has remained consistent and resolute in his opposition. He is the on-site administrator of all parish facilities and properties. In our last meeting with him, diocesan officials accepted his decision not to proceed with the proposed sale. I appreciate Mayor Hohenleitner's kind offer to meet, but I do not think it would be a productive use of her time. This matter is settled as far as the diocese and parish are concerned. Again, I extend my gratitude for the mayor's gracious interest in pursuing this proposed sale. Respectfully yours in the Lord, Most Reverend David M. O'Connell, Bishop of Trenton. So, I'm sorry that we haven't been able to share publicly with you the stuff that's been in executive session, but this has come from the diocese, and this is apparently where we're at. I know that this council, including past members of council and future members of council, have been working tirelessly to try to make this happen. So many people have worked back channels to try to change Father Darla's mind. We had a meeting here at Borough Hall 3 weeks ago where we thought we were moving forward. I was ready to announce it to you that night, and I even told you I was going to announce it that night, and then I couldn't. The bishop had signed the document, but Father Darla is the decision maker on this, and that's his decision, so we're going to have to accept it and move forward. I would like everyone to know that while this is not the outcome that we had hoped for, this is the outcome, and I want to thank every council. John and Jim and I have been on council since this conversation started, and we've all been trying to move it forward, and it's a very disappointing result, but we'll move forward, and you know, maybe the opportunity will come again. The other thing that I want to tell you that is also public, but maybe didn't occur to folks because it's not something that we talk about every day, but Monmouth County Parks Department last year changed the formula for what support they were willing to give a borough in purchasing property that was for recreation purposes. And so they helped us negotiate a number that everybody was comfortable with. But the really key part of this is if we partner with Monmouth County Parks and Rec, they're allowed now to give up to 75% of a purchase price and to continue to provide grants to develop the property. So we had started at one point in a deal that was the Borough of Atlantic Highlands shouldering everything except a $250,000 grant that was a matching grant for open space at Green Acres. And it came to a point where they were able to give us a whole lot more. So I'm willing to answer questions if I can in more detail, but that's where we are as of right now. So, public comment, Mrs. Clark.
The council encourages public participation and requests that all comments be addressed to the mayor. All comments should refer to the topics relevant to the powers and duties of the Atlantic Highlands Borough Government. Speakers are requested to maintain proper decorum at all times during the meeting. Thank you.
Anybody in the mood? Mrs. Smith.
Mayor Smith, 29 London Avenue. Congratulations to Mr. Doherty.
Thank you.
And Mr.
Pujols.
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 Okay. Very nice man.
Very nice man.
Once or twice a better, nice resume. In the absence of any kind of a proclamation or anything official for Veterans Day, I appreciate at least that the Navy and the Marines were mentioned tonight. Well, be at the wrong birthday for the Navy, but that's okay.
Pardon me.
but at least they were both mentioned. I don't think we ever pay enough attention to our veterans. I think you're doing a great job, Ms. Cusack, in trying to bring more attention to them, but they do a lot. People don't always recognize it.
Absolutely.
One more time, I want to thank the First Aid Squad. And I agree with everything that you have said, Mr. Murphy, about the First Aid Squad. Again today, my neighbor had another call. The paid squad was not able to be there because they were taking somebody to the hospital, also from Atlantic Islands, I guess, but I don't know. And our volunteers were there. They were there quickly. I think it was very quickly. I was there the whole time. And Patrolman Chenoweth, I thought, was outstanding. He was there first. He calmed the family, and he explained that it might take a minute or two longer because the paid squad, you know, was out doing something else. But it wasn't even necessary for him to say that because the first aid was right there. He just wanted to keep everybody happy and to keep everybody calm. And he was terrific also. So he also deserves praise besides the first aid squad. And I know you're playing Kevin Smith, but he really is a man of the time.
He owns a business in town. I'll take that.
And as far as the church goes, I'm glad that the bishop allowed Brother Quinn to make the decision himself. It's unusual for the bishop to let the pastor make the final decision on anything this major, but he realizes that, first of all, Father Quinn is from Leonardo, so he's very familiar with the area and familiar with the people. And secondly, he is in the process, now that we have two priests here, he's in the process of building up the parish and of encouraging more people to attend more events in the parish, and of course going to mass and to try to sell something while you're in the process of trying to build it up does seem kind of a little silly. So I think this might be some of the reasons, and I hope we can encourage him to be able to use it and to encourage more people to be in the church for, because it is a tax-free property, I believe.
Currently.
Okay. Thank you, Kaylin. I appreciate it.
Anybody online?
One hand raised, Mayor.
Please bring him on.
Divine store, offering over.
Coming?
Josh, can you hear us?
Why don't we work on that and I'll have Mr. Fisher come forward. He did have his hand up. I didn't just call him out.
Thank you, Mayor. Mark Fisher, 91 3rd Avenue. Congratulations to this council and past councils and Jimmy for pulling the whole apparatus purchase together. I know I've been questioning the progression of apparatus over the past 5 or 6 years just to make sure, looking out 10 or 20 years, that the department is in good shape and has all the equipment that they need on a routine basis. So this is a great start. Let's not forget about that ladder, Mr. Ferrigno. I have a question about the DOT grant that I think it was the DOT grant that that Doug was talking about before. Are some of those monies able to be used in open space or recreation scenarios, the grant you were talking about?
So, Mayor, if I may.
Yeah, please.
DOT offers, through their local aid grant program, various categories. This was a category for roadway preservation specifically. Sometimes there are, safe streets to schools, there's bikeway grant, there's other types of grant programs through local aid at the state, but the one specifically awarded to the borough is for roadway preservation.
Okay, and I think you mentioned the other one that just got reopened. Is that more recreation or open space focused?
Yes. Okay. It's a local recreation infrastructure grant program through the DCA.
Okay. So, once again, put my pitch in for
a ramp at the end of
access at the
end of
WP. Thank you. To the new walkway that soon will be part of Marchetti Park. I understand the affordable housing obligations that I brought up at the last meeting. The previous number for Atlantic Islands, I guess from a decade ago, was 42, and now we're up to 48. I still question the validity of how a town 1 mile square will be responsible to provide 48 affordable housing units in 10 years when I don't think we've met the obligation in the previous 10 years. Is there any way to challenge the number at the state level?
There's several class action lawsuits before the courts right now. At the Bayshore Mayor's meetings, we've been having active conversations. The mayor of Holmdel, Rocco, has been really active in that, in a lawsuit, so we're looking at all of our options. But also, we believe affordable housing is important in Atlantic Highlands, so we're...
And I do, too.
Yeah, and Mr. Council President Dougherty and I are, and others on the council, are thinking of some creative solutions that the state will allow that we might be able to get to that number a little more easily.
I mean, Atlantic Highlands is at a disadvantage in that there's not a whole lot of real estate left that to build on, right?
Yes.
Other townships, Holmdel especially, right, there's a lot of open space and probably some rezoning would be necessary, but it's a lot easier for them to hit their very large numbers. And I was just curious if that could be challenged. The Mother Teresa decision is really disappointing. I know that there were a lot of ideas bounced around workshops for that property, many different ideas over the last 6 or 7 years. And I just question now, with really no plan for the property or the building, other than keeping the thrift fund alive, the thrift shop alive, what is the plan for the building? I mean, the building is there, it's unheated, it's still being used sometimes. I drive by there some nights and the first floor of the building is lit up and there are people inside. I don't know what they're doing.
They have CCD in there and other classes.
But it's a building that really is not, to me, not being properly maintained for public habitation. So I question the whole decision. I understand Father Jarlath is, you know, he's trying to, like Muriel said, he's trying to build his flock. But I don't understand how that property is involved with that. When you're trying to increase the members, the numbers in the church, that's one thing. But it's an empty building, and there's no plan. So it really is a disappointment after all the work that the people sitting up here have done over the years, and many, many volunteers, many people with just coming up with ideas for it, like we did with the waterfront workshop. So it really is a disappointing decision. With that, I have nothing else. So thank you,
Mr. Fisher. I think that the borough is going to, you know, we know that it's been deemed an area in need of redevelopment. It's currently zoned as residential. The borough is a tenant, or we rent the space occasionally, so we're evaluating everything as to what our responsibilities are now that we know that, because there was a point in time when the question was asked about how long that they would remain off the tax rolls, and legal had encouraged us not to even pursue that because we were in a negotiation. So I think that there's going to be a lot of people that have questions like you, and we'll do our best to answer. You know, we ultimately report to you, so the citizens of Atlantic Highlands. So yeah, it's disappointing. Thank you. Mr. Leinsdorf, we got you.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
No?
Nope, now we can't. Still can't hear you.
Oh, gosh. I think you're muted.
They updated,
there you go.
There you are. Yes.
They updated Zoom and everything, so it took forever to connect. Josh Leinsdorf, 60 Bayside Drive. This is my annual question of why the properties that were acquired from Highland are still not on the GIS data map. It's been like over 10 years. I just don't understand why they're not there. I don't know if Mr. Ferragina has an update or what, but...
I do not have an update. We did circle with GIS a year or so ago, and you asked the question, and we didn't get a definitive answer as to why it wasn't. But I can circle back. That's not a problem at all. I'll do that for you, and I'll let you know.
Okay, thank you very much.
Well,
I just want to talk about whether you can make sidewalks part of every road project. Is there any way to do that, that every time you get a grant and you're resurfacing a road, whether are sidewalks included in these proposals? Are there programs like for recreation and others? Because if you look, go walk down Avenue A next to the parking lot. The sidewalk is a disaster. It's broken up. You said to bring you things, the pedestrian crossing at Bay Avenue, which has a button that doesn't work. Is that ever going to be made operational? I mean, you have some infrastructure, but under common law, pedestrians are equal to vehicles. But of course, given the speed and strength of vehicles, everybody's had to make an accommodation. But instead of thinking of sidewalks as for pedestrians, think of it as a traffic reduction device. If people can go places without using their cars, there's less traffic for the people who are always complaining about traffic. So even though socially that the fuel taxes are funding the road program, so everybody thinks they put the burden of the sidewalks on the property owner, which is like not right. So my question is, can the borough make sidewalks part of every road project?
So I guess the short answer to that question is it's a matter of feasibility. So can that be done? Theoretically, yes. But so quite frankly, and I invite the borough engineer to either support me or to disagree if I say anything that's inaccurate. But you know, we're kind of playing catch up on the road improvement front in the municipality. And so in the past 3 years, we've invested quite a bit of funding. A lot of it grant funding in repaving and resurfacing as many roadways as we can that had significant deterioration and potholes and what have you on them. Sidewalks is a little bit different in the sense that cement at current rate is very expensive. It's something that the engineer and I have spoken about on several occasions. So, you know, moving forward, I guess it's back to my original comment, which is we do look at it, we do consider it, but at the end of the day, it's a matter of feasibility.
Do you mean cost, or do you mean physical constraints? Because I know you couldn't put a sidewalk on certain portions of Bayside Drive because it's only 17 feet wide.
Right. So in general, I was referring to cost, but you know, each individual project kind of stands on its own merit in the sense that, you know, it's unique, right? Every roadway is unique in and of itself. The conditions, the subsurface, you know, the engineering dynamics, and I don't want to speak for Doug because I'm not an engineer, but I was specifically referring to feasibility in terms of cost.
And Mr. Farragina, I would just add to that I would look at it also from my perspective to have constraints from horizontal and vertical situations where the right-of-way is established. It's the public right-of-way widths are established throughout the borough now. They're bordered by private property. It's kind of like it's like a waterbed. So you push on maybe the cartway, and to gain a bike path or a sidewalk, you're going to take away some parking, or you're going to take away lane width. So horizontally and vertically, I feel like it's not really feasible to just say we could do a sidewalk in every scenario. Also, it's important to look at connectivity. You don't necessarily, a few feet of sidewalk that's disjointed or disconnected is not necessarily the best use of that space as well. So I think all types of roadway improvements with the road curbing, storm sewer, street trees, lighting, bikeways. It should all be considered in the programs, but I think it's very difficult to say that it should just be implemented hands down every time.
Thank you.
I guess considered every time.
I think that's already happening.
Okay. Are there any plans to fix the sidewalk on Avenue A? You know?
I'm not aware of current plans to do that, but I'm sure we'll all go have a look at it now.
Okay, great.
Thanks. Mr. Zertucci.
Tony Zertucci, 71 Anthony Avenue. I just thought of this myself when I was sitting down. I just wanted to take a minute and, even though he's not here, thank Mr. Crowley for his support of the Swan Castle Film Festival. Not only did he help secure some sponsorship for us from the state, he gave a great speech opening night, and he really pulled through because Kevin got COVID and could not be at the film festival. So I just wanted to, I guess, publicly thank him for all the support. He stepped in for one of our panels. The other thing is, as president of the Chamber of Commerce, I'll do a better job of giving a report to Vito, but we had our meeting last night, have everyone please support in the coming year. We want to make a big push for the town to really support the businesses in Atlantic Highlands. They're businesses that really do, as we saw here this evening, that target this town because of how great it is, the support that we the town's people give to everything. And so we have that same kind of enthusiasm for our local businesses to really, especially the mom and pop shops, that's extremely important that we get that support. And we are now looking for any business owners, or actually I should say chamber members that are business owners that want to, are interested in joining the board, the chamber board.
Awesome, thank you. Any other hands, Doug?
No hands raised.
Okay. Anybody else here? Okay, well, it's Thanksgiving coming. It's my favorite holiday. And I'm very thankful for the participation of our public here. There's a lot to be thankful for this year. And there'll be, I think if we keep that in mind, it'll help guide us in our behavior. Because I've seen bad behavior and I've seen wonderful behavior in my time in this seat. And you know, I just think if we continue to be respectful of one another, that as we head into the holiday season especially, we'll be able to enjoy each other even more. So with that, I'm going to adjourn the meeting. Thank
I'll
you.
Make a motion. Can you make a motion for
yeah.
that?
Is there a second?
I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
All right, we're done. Thanks.
Thank you.
Some shovels.